Let's now review what we learned about belief in Hashem's Hashkacha, and divine providence. Hashem is involved in every single transaction we make, big or small. Someone wants to buy a desk, right? So they have a couple of options in front of them. They can buy a new desk, a used desk. They can buy a used good quality desk or a new cheap desk. There are many different kinds of desks, many different merchants and websites to choose from. What would we do? So probably we'd do some research. We'd compare the reviews on the desks, websites, merchants, and eventually we would come to a decision which one we want to buy. So where is Hashem in this picture? It seems like we're making this decision here. We're calling the shots. It feels like we're choosing the brand, the make, and the color. But think about it. Some people buy a desk, and it lasts them for years. Other people buy a desk, and within a year, screws are popping, parts are chipping off, the finish gets dulled, and so on. Same desk, it could even be the same brand. But what's the difference? So clearly there was some flaw in one that wasn't in the other. Now, who made that call? That one person gets this desk with its unnoticeable flaws, and the other person gets the perfect desk. A person buys a car, whatever the make and model. Let's say a Toyota Camry, right? So he has no problem with his Camry, he loves his car. He drives it for 3 years before he even thinks of bringing it to a mechanic for anything. His friend also buys a Camry, but 3 months later, some of the plastic trim on the door starts to pop off. 1 year later, I'm sorry, 3 months later, then it's that 1 year later, something is wrong with the air pump. Same car, same make, same model. They both rolled off the same assembly line, but they're not the same. Who made that choice? Clearly, that was Hashem choosing what we get. Remember a couple of years back, there was this couple who bought a used desk at an estate sale, and they took out the drawers, and they found $60,000 in cash, right? Now, who directed that desk towards that then? Towards them, that couple, and they returned it to the owner, and it became a hit story, and it was a big Kiddush Hashem. That was a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And just as we see that Hashem directed those purchases, and we have no question about it, it's clear to us, because the difference is so apparent, we have to internalize that Hashem manages every single transaction we take part in. He cares, it makes a difference to Him, and He's involved. So therefore, here's what we can do. Before we go to make any purchase of any kind, we should stop for a moment and think, who's going to decide how this purchase goes? Who will make the final call? Which product I'll be bringing home? Hashem will be making those decisions, and we might know this and believe this, but probably don't think about it that much. And if we give it a moment of thought, we are tying Hashem into all of our actions, and that is a life that's imbued with emunah. There's so many other parts of our life we can think about. If we're married, we can think, who am I living together with? Who made this shidduch? Did it happen on its own? Who put the two of us together? When it comes to shidduchim, it's very hard to fool ourselves and think that we had something to do with making it happen. It becomes very clear how Hashem guided each step of the way, sometimes kind of openly. Who doesn't feel when becoming involved in the issue of getting married that they are so dependent on the help of Hashem? Samara Shashiva would say there's nothing like shidduchim to bring a person to his knees. And here too, Chazal say that even before a person is born, this whole decision is already chosen and predetermined. And Hashem manipulates the world, events, personal lives, different families, and it all comes together starting from before day one. When Hashem chooses a person's wife or husband, He determines where you're going to live, what your life is going to be, and it has so many ramifications. It affects everything. Children, learn, daven, life, parnasa, everything. And that's just a drop in the bucket. But by Hashem, there's no such thing. He does everything with every single repercussion, every single ramification accounted for and measured. Everything was revealed to Him. He takes everything into account. And then He manipulates all things to where they're meant to be. And that's Hashkacha.